Okay, back we go on to part six, my talk with Samuel Albert, Living Faith Christian Fellowship.
My carnal heart and sliced it with his spirit and made me a new creation. So the Old Testament went from the outside physical, the New Testament is indwelling spiritual. So they didn't have. Now, there were times when the Holy Spirit came down on, like King David, never indwelled him. Never indwelled him. Not until Acts 2.
But they must live in the Old Testament. You said that under the new covenant, we are supposed to be spiritually circumcised. Under the old covenant, they were also supposed to be spiritually circumcised. They were supposed to live not just by the letter of the law, seeing what they could get away with.
That's not true. They were not supposed to be spiritually circumcised because God's spirit. You know, you got to understand.
What is spiritual circumcision?
When you're born again.
They weren't supposed to be born again in the Old Testament.
You weren't born again in the Old Testament. There was no spirit.
What was Abraham?
Again, so this might be splitting hairs. Nowhere does the Old Testament say people were born again. Jesus uses that description in the New Testament, and then we see when the Spirit comes, the new creation. Now, if you want to split hairs and say, well, they had a type of being born again. There was something that happened to Moses or the prophets, that the Spirit was around them, guiding them, giving them enlightenment. Okay, I agree with that. But I'm not going to say they were born again in the same as what we see in the New Testament. So I want to make sure I explain that. Nowhere does the Bible say the people in the Old Testament were born again, where they became new creations. The psalmist cried out, "Create a new heart in me, O Lord." It wasn't possible until the Spirit was totally indwelt. It's a big difference. Old Testament flesh and lots of ceremonial laws. New Testament Spirit, the New Testament law, guided by love and grace. Okay, so this is a big, big difference. And I want to make sure we explain that to be clear. Let's go on.
He believed by faith.
In order to believe, you
have
to believe.
He wasn't born again. He was physically circumcising himself.
Okay, wait, so did you catch that? Samuel just said, in order to believe, you have to be born again. That's not true, because the gospel is faith in Christ. You have to place your faith in Christ to believe. Satan believes in Jesus. Is he born again? You also have to then repent and change your mind. Do you have to be born again before you do that? No, he's got it confused, and that's because Mark does not preach the biblical gospel. He just said, okay, something that is not true. So I hope you caught note of that. This is very critical, very, very important to why I stand against LFCF and their false gospel. The fruit of Mark's body is being shown.
That was a sign of,
yes,
of the Spirit.
But wait a minute. You got this all wrong, because there's no way that the Spirit of God could have entered those people before what critical thing had to happen? No, before that. What had to happen? What happened? What is this all about? Here, let me preach the gospel to you. You ready? This is the gospel. 5 points. This is the gospel. Faith in Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God, his finished work, his shed blood, his resurrection defeating death, shedding blood for the forgiveness of sins, his resurrection defeating death.
By the way, let me just share with you, as I'm preaching the gospel to him, I also did it with Nathan and the other three men. You will never hear this gospel preached at Mark Bullen's LFCF, Living Faith Christian Fellowship. This is the problem I have. You'll hear programs. You'll hear all kinds of things. You will not hear this gospel preached. Back we go.
When he rose again, what happened to the temple?
It was destroyed.
The veil. The veil was torn down. The veil.
No, see, once again, this man is not building his faith on sound biblical doctrine. When Jesus rose again, the temple wasn't destroyed. Where is he getting this from? Samuel's father and Mark Bullen have failed him greatly. And also, he's not studying to be approved. Shameful, as an example of a young man coming out of Living Faith Christian Fellowship. I thought Mark said he's raising up true New Testament believers, not biblical ones. We'll keep going.
Stop the priest from being into the Holy of Holies. Okay? Jesus shed blood, his resurrection, faith. You must repent. Change your mind and my mind from my ways to follow after Christ. When that happens, the Bible says God sees a willing vessel. He gives you a new heart and a new mind. You're born again. Faith, repentance, born again.
All right, I want to be clear. You can't be born again on your own. Also, God can't force you to be born again. It's a willing covenant between you and God when he sees a willing vessel, like a marriage, we're the bride of Christ, and God gives you a new heart and a new mind. Mark doesn't preach that. He'll tell you, oh yeah, we believe in being born again. That's what Nathan and the boys told me. But when I gave them the chance to preach the gospel and talk about how a person is made a Christian, they don't even talk about being born again. Imagine telling someone how to be married, but you never commit to another person on any given day or in any given time. That's not a true marriage. Shameful, sinful, false gospel. I'm proving it here with one of Mark's own students. Here we go.
The fruit that you're born again. This is important. Holiness and obedience. I put those two together because they're virtually the same thing. You don't follow Mark Bullen. You don't follow me. You don't follow the Anabaptists. You don't follow the Catholics. You follow the Word of God. Hold on. I'm not done. Faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience, that's four. And the last part, the Bible says you must endure every day. I got to endure my marriage. I must endure. I don't have salvation guaranteed locked up today. I have to keep enduring every day, next week, every month. That's the gospel. So Jesus came and died to make the ability for God to come and dwell in us. That wasn't happening in the Old Testament. They were sacrificing animals, lopping off foreskin, doing all kinds of rituals, Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown. Don't do anything.
Now let me stop here. So that reminds me of Mark Bullen. They were spiritually dead for the most part, not indwelt, doing rituals. Hey, that sounds like LFCF. Go to church on Sunday, listen to a sermon, sing some songs, and then everybody I've met from LFCF are worldly people, not able to speak God's truth, not fully biblical, not showing the fruit they're born again. More proof that Mark is teaching an Old Testament type of gospel, just have faith in God and follow a bunch of rules. When God promised through the prophet Jeremiah, new hearts and new minds. That's what me and my wife and my brothers and sisters got. New hearts, new minds, and the ability to follow after God. Hey, didn't Jesus say, you can do nothing without me? Yeah, he did. Let's keep going.
God says, I'm going to teach you how to rest. Don't do anything, because they didn't have the Spirit. Now in the New Testament, Christ comes, he said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. Paul says the old's faded away in Hebrews. Now God teaches me in the Word and my Spirit, I'm resting in Christ every day, every minute, because my Savior's completed the work for me. So you're making a big mistake if you think people in the Old Testament were born again, they were following God by faith.
Again, if you think they're born again in the Old Testament like we are in the New, whatever happened to them, any spiritual enlightenment, any help with the Holy Spirit, it wasn't indwelt, it wasn't new creation. That's why we have an old and a new covenant. I think Mark's confused about that, and his men, his sons, and the Alberts clearly are as well. Let's keep going.
The new covenant, God even says it in Jeremiah.
They cannot do works for me for repentance unless they are born again and have the spiritual circumstances.
In Jeremiah, God says, Abraham, I will put my word in their hearts.
Abraham, God has got the physical circumcision as a sign of the
what's to come. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it wasn't spiritual then. On the inside. So the big difference is this born again message is key. Men like Mark Bullen and the Anabaptists don't teach born again. They'll say it. They'll say, oh yeah, well you gotta be. They don't preach it. They're not out in the streets preaching to people. Repent. Come out. Here you go.
The Anabaptists. Repent. Actually. Huh? He does. I've seen him doing it.
Not by Mark Bullen's gospel. His gospel is false.
Okay, so I keep hearing people, Nathan said it too, oh, we believe and we teach being born again. I'm going to put up Mark's gospel from his website on how to be made right with God. Does not mention being born again. They're lying. This is lies. And this is what false teachers do. If you go on Rick Warren's website or Joel Osteen's website, sometimes you see biblical stuff and they say, yeah, see, look what we believe. They don't teach it. They don't enforce it. They're not sound in their doctrine. That's how false teachers deceive you with a little bit of truth mixed in with poison. And I want to call it out because I love my neighbor and I want better for them.
The Anabaptists used to risk their lives going to the Roman Catholics and the Lutherans. Do you know any Anabaptists that do what I do today and go and stand out in front of their religious buildings? They won't. You know why? They want to sell their buildings. They want to sell their food. Thank you. They want to sell their food. They've become compromised and comfortable in their little communities.
Yeah, it's like Mark Bullen. You know, he'll write books calling out whole theologies and people, but that's not divisive and tearing down. And then when it comes to being like an Anabaptist of old, which Mark Bolan considers himself an Anabaptist, they went to the Catholics, they went to the Lutherans, they risked their lives to preach to them and tell them to repent and come out of those false dead religions and follow after Christ and be born again. Mark Bolan and his body doesn't do that. That would ruin their construction business and his book sales. Mark worries more about his legacy and his reputation than holding to the truth and calling out to his neighbor in love. If Mark Bolan has not preached to those churches around his house the truth, Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, if he hasn't gone to call them out of it, he cannot say he loves them, because he'll admit they're on their way to hell. What's the second greatest command? Yep, you know what it is. Read Matthew 22. Love your neighbor. They're not doing it in LFCF.
And preach the biblical gospel. When you challenge him, he might say, well, yeah, you got to be born again. Go read my testing, and you read. You got to be in a building. You got to have a bishop over you. Mark Bolan says you can't learn the truth of God without a bishop over you.
I've heard him say otherwise.
Okay, so there you go. There's the confusion. I have the quotes right from Mark's books and his website that says that. Now, if he's telling them inside the body that's not true, well, then he's lying somewhere. And this is a habit that we see with these false teachers. They teach one doctrine, then they teach something different. They write a book and it says this, and then they teach something different here. Let's see, doesn't the Bible say that our God is not the author of confusion? Yet I get confusion from Mark Bolan and the men at LFCF who continue to lie and operate in deception. Let's keep going.
You need to go read my testing. You're defending him and you don't have a clue what he teaches.
Without being on the internet, I've heard what he says.
Well, you know what? Then you can't test me because I put it all on the internet.
So let me stop right here and I'm going to go on to the next part. So he says, I don't go on the internet. He's already said he's read my testing. How did he do that if he wasn't on the internet? Okay, he told me that. And then he'll use it for business. His church, LFCF, uses the internet all over, but his dad won't let him go on the internet unless it's to make money. So you know what? I put everything out there on the internet to help saints see the truth. If you're not interested in going to the internet with your father, Mr. Alberts, to get to the truth, then what else can be said? You'll hear the ending part on the ending of our discussion where he gets a loving rebuke for his lying. In the next part, stay tuned.